they have various sessions, you know, on Hatch Act and Facebook and that kind of thing. And you can learn a lot, financial planning, variety of things. But you see probably, you talk about the usual suspects, I'd say every year about maybe a fifth of the people are regular, are veterans of it. So you get to meet old friends and you get to meet new people each time. Probably 60% are from outside the Washington area. And so that's good interface too, and I met a lot of people.
It's good to get that outside the Beltway feel.
It's absolutely good, and you sit down with these people, and you don't have a pen and paper in hand, and you don't have a microphone shoved in their face, and you just talk. A lot of very interesting Hatch Act stuff I found out they're going to be using, but it was a very good conference. Atlanta was actually 2 degrees cooler than it was here, but that said. Going to Atlanta.
Which, of course, left a lot of leeway since it was, what, 900 degrees.
Exactly, we're dying in the streets. but as a convention town, Atlanta leaves much to be desired.
Yeah, well, so. And it's always interesting to see how the recession, you know, we're in this little bubble.
Exactly.
And you get outside that, and it's like, oh my goodness.
Well, we were downtown, heart of town. My granddaughter was with me. She wanted to find a bookstore. We went into a, quote, mall that advertised 160 shops or something. There maybe were 12. Yeah. And I asked the lady, who seemed to know, where are the other shops, thinking they were upper floors. And she said, well, we haven't updated our brochure lately.
And which meant that there have been a lot of changes.
Exactly. And you do see a lot of signs of recession. There was a, just as an aside, they were having an offering where people would go in and get applications for assisted housing, public housing, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think they said in 2001, 2002, they had 2,800 people. The first day they had offered it was 30,000. There, and then they were expecting a near riot the next day because of that. So, yeah, we really are in a bubble here, and thank heaven for Uncle Sam, and thank heaven for the defense contractors and the high tech.
Well, and that leads to one of the big things that happened last week, which was the defense secretary talking about actually, and I think it's reducing the growth, but we all think of it here as cuts.
Yeah.
I mean, we've heard this before, almost this. It has almost an Eisenhower kind
I was just thinking that example, the military-industrial complex. You say, now you tell us,
right?
Now that you're leaving.
Right. And I'm thinking back to the Washington Post series about the intelligence complex and how big this all is. Very difficult for anybody to get, because you start making cuts and all of a sudden it hits Georgia and those congressmen are going, what are you doing?
That's right. And it would, those the things that Secretary Gates is talking about would be very hard on Virginia, you know, not just Northern Virginia, but the rest of the state as well. And when you look at the contractor situation, and I don't call it a problem, because you have people in Iraq and Afghanistan now who are doing things that if they weren't doing them, albeit they're making a lot more money, somebody would have to be pulled out of a combat or a support function to do those jobs.
And in some cases, more contractors there than there are military.
Right, groups. Right. I think they were talking about 19,000 now in Afghanistan. And another thing, too, and it was interesting, you'd make the Eisenhower analogy, because Secretary Gates told, I think, Foreign Affairs online the other day that he'd like to retire in 2011. Yeah. So now that he's committed himself to be a lame duck for sure, it's easier to make these pronouncements and say they're going to look at these things. But I was looking at the Post story this morning. Walter Pincus did a good wrap-up on it, and they were talking about redoing the Marine Corps. You know, I think he quoted Secretary Gates as saying, "The Marine Corps is no longer a fast, you know, lightning-like commando operation that does amphibious assaults. It's become a second heavy ground army, and is that their proper function for it?" So, as we always say, be interesting times. And the other interesting phenomena here in the Washington area that's continues to make us richer is the Obama administration is committed to bringing outsourced jobs back in the government. Including a lot of contractors. So a lot of people that you and I know who are in the private sector community are suddenly paying attention to radio stations like this, because they may wind up working for Uncle Sam.
Your turn coming up on Wednesday morning.
Got a really good show, and I say that because I am not the star of it. Here's a scenario. You're a retired government worker. You've got 22 kids in college.
22 kids?
22 children in college. What do you do? You know, option A, change your name and run away.
Right.
Option B, you get a second job. And the guy that's in this situation is Steve Bauer. He's executive director of the Federal Employee Education Assistance Fund. Uh-huh. And that's a Feds Helping Feds charity. Uh-huh. And they in the Alfred P. Murrell building was bombed by domestic terrorists
right.
in April of 1995. More than 196 federal workers were killed mm-hmm. in that. And they left behind 200 some children, plus one who had not yet been born. He was born 3 months later. Sophia, this outfit, went to all of those families and said, "You're guaranteed a full ride any college you can get into." And then they set up the scholarship fund. Mm. And then later on, they did it for children who lost parents at the Pentagon, 9/11 attacks. And they've done a lot of good work in between Hurricane Katrina and various things. And Steve Bauer, my guest tomorrow, is one time there was a serious hurricane that went through Homestead Air Force Base in Florida. This is 10 or so years back. Yeah. Total devastation, power and things weren't restored for up to 3 months in some cases. So people were living very primitively in that climate. Steve went to the bank and got literally a suitcase full of money, of cash,
wow.
and took it down to Florida and was giving it out to people who needed it. So very interesting guy, interesting job. And it's really heartwarming to hear. We're going to hear some of these kids' success stories and some not success.